Will Tampa allow digital billboards in the city? That question could have been answered this morning, but was put off by City Council until May. The city's legal staff presented council with 481 pages of documentation related to a proposed billboard ordinance. If passed, it would allow companies to erect digital billboards if they remove some traditional billboards. But Councilmember Mary Mulhern is not interested in the swap.
I don't see any great public benefit to this. And the three things I look at are safety first, our quality of life, and economic development. And basically, who's going to make money off this? Big, clear, two companies, Clear Channel and ABC. So I don't see that as a big public benefit to outweigh the possible dangers, which are logical, which we experience when we're driving. And you just picture, if we did have public transportation, maybe we can reconsider this when we have public transportation available so we don't have to drive everywhere. But at this point, to get around in Tampa, you have to drive.
Todd Pressman is a lobbyist representing one of the billboard companies, Clear Channel Outdoor. Pressman emphasized the removal of traditional billboards that Clear Channel and another company, CBS Outdoor, would replace with a smaller number of digital billboards.
Almost 149 separate structures and billboards faces that are under the headline of elimination from the streets of the city of Tampa and the avenues. These are coming down. I don't think, ladies and gentlemen, you've ever had a proposal before you that sought to remove so many types of items that you might consider to be distracting or might consider to be not the most best-looking things in the city. That's part of what you're involved with today.
But Councilmember John Dingfelder suggested asking the city's legal staff to draft a compromise where Clear Channel and CBS would each be allowed only 6 digital billboards. He fears the companies could exploit the ordinance as currently written and get more by creating spin-off companies.
That the total, I think, is going to be 16 signs per operator, 16 digital signs per operator, okay? Then to me, there's nothing that would keep an operator from trying to be slippery or, sneaking. I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying this group is. But as Randy Barron mentioned a few minutes ago, as lawyers, we have to think of this, that they change corporate ownership, split up, this and that, and eventually we could have 5 different sign companies with 16 signs each. So then you're talking about 90 digital signs.
A vote on the ordinance as written failed on a 2-5 vote, with only council members Joseph Caetano and Gwen Miller supporting it. Council Chair Thomas Scott supported Dingfelder's compromise instead.
Councilman Dingfelder, I think the motion you put on the floor is a very good compromise. I think it helps the community. You're limiting the industry to 6, a total of 12. I think that's a very good compromise versus 32.
Right.
And it allows us to see what it's going to be like for 2 years. You're testing it to see what it looks like. And you have an opportunity in 2 years, if there's no complaint, as the Hillsborough County and Pinellas Park hasn't had any, then you could look at granting more or not.